A knock on her door. It was Mr. Carfizzy. As always, he breathed in deep, inhaling the scent of her bedroom as she pulled back the door. Always the same smell. So feminine, so light and exquisite, so understated, so Lady Toad. After all these years, she was still his idea of a perfect woman. Aloof, untouchable, delicious smelling. His poor, innocent wife of 40 years had yet to realise, but when it came to matters touchable, Mr. Carfizzy much preferred men. He apologised to Lady Toad for disturbing her. Mrs. Kamer was downstairs, he said, insisting on a meeting.
Mrs. Kamer? What? Now? But it's almost dinner, replied Lady Toad. Can't it wait until tomorrow? Unfortunately, she says this isn't possible. Not possible? Is she all right?
Mr. Carfizzy left his childhood home in Calabria more than 50 years ago, but he had never lost his strong Italian accent. His Italian wife, who left Italy at about the same time, spoke English so badly it was impossible to understand a word she said. The Toads had always suspected she made herself incomprehensible on purpose, but inasmuch as they had ever bothered to wonder about it at all, nobody could work out why.
She is perfectly all right. Mr. Carfizzy was ready to burst with the news. Well, why is she still here? I thought everyone left hours ago. She wasn't working, was she? She works too hard, poor thing. Really, on a day like this, she should allow herself a little time off, don't you think?
I think, said Mr. Carfizzy, who could no longer contain the news,
she has a train she wants to catch. She's leaving us, Lady Toad. She says she's found a gentleman who wants to marry her, but I don't think it's possible. Do you?
What?
Mr. Carfizzy shuddered.
Some poor man has proposed marriage to her, so she says. And now she's going to make his life a misery by moving in with him in...
He paused.
She told me where she was going, but I don't remember. She wants to say goodbye. She's leaving us tonight.
Lady Toad took a moment to ponder this. It's a bit sudden, she said. Mr. Carfizzy shrugged. Indeed it was.
Well, I suppose I had better go and say goodbye then, Lady Toad sighed.
In the time it took for Lady Toad to leave her bedroom, travel the long corridor and arrive in the great hall, 2 minutes of solid walking, she was feeling a teeny bit cross with Mrs. Kamer, because really, to do this just before dinner, following Sir Egbert's funeral, was beyond bad form. It was shocking. She didn't invite Mrs. Kamer to have a drink. By the look on Mrs. Kamer's face, she probably wouldn't have accepted it anyway. For a moment they stood, one in front of the other, before the roaring fire, beneath the echoing 70-foot dome. Two small women in an insanely large room, waiting for the other to begin. Then they both began at once.
I'm ever so sorry to disturb you, Lady Toad, began Mrs. Kamer, suddenly nervous, and fell silent.
Carfizzy tells me you're leaving us, began Lady Toad in her frostiest voice. It was, of course, Lady Toad who continued. I'm so sorry to hear it.
I'm ever so sorry too, said Mrs. Kamer again.
She'd been looking forward to this moment since the day she ever arrived at the job. And then she burst into tears. Lady Toad comforted her and sent her packing in the time it took for her children to finish the first course. Toasted cheese on white sliced bread cut into soldiers. Argue about the moon landing and ring the bell for Mrs. Carfizzy to clear the plates.